Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Something nice.
For something nice.
Hey, what are you doing up here on top of the Prudential building in the middle of the night?
Oh, I'm attaching one end of this tight wire to the antenna.
Oh.
Yeah, it's done.
Now what?
Well, the other end is attached to South Haven, Michigan.
You mean you're going to walk across Lake Michigan on a tight wire?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you with the circus?
No.
Well, then why are you doing this?
I don't feel like watching television.
That's your only two choices? Watching television or walking across Lake Michigan on a tight wire?
Huh?
Well, why don't you listen to WGN radio?
Listen to radio at night? Oh, that's pretty far out, man.
You'll be surprised how in far out can be. Listen to WGN radio.
Station WGN, Chicago Tribune, Zenith Station, begins broadcasting at 6 o'clock tonight from the Edgewater Beach Hotel. Wavelength, 370 meters. So said the advertisement in the Trib on March 29th, 1924. After an overnight of broadcasting, just to say they could, they turned the transmitter up to see if they could be heard in Australia. The answer was yes. It was the first time a radio signal had been heard on the other side of the Pacific. The radio station had already been on the air for 2 years under a different call letter, but Colonel Robert McCormick wanted a special set. A three-letter moniker that stood for, of course, World's Greatest Newspaper. Those call letters had actually already been assigned to a ship being built, the SS Carl D. Bradley. But the ship's captain and namesake happily turned them over to the colonel for the new gem in his media empire. And so began the saga of WGN Radio. Over the next 95 years, much of radio history would happen right here.
What you doing, Andy?
Hello, Amos. Just checking my bank account here. 6 million, 8 million, 12 million. Check and double check.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's Adventure Time with Orphan Annie.
It didn't take long to realize the potential of this exciting new medium. In addition to local news, sports, we carried both the Cubs and the Sox in our first year. And entertainment, WGN Radio became the home of national radio dramas. Amos and Andy started here. And a little orphan named Annie was introduced to America from the WGN studios.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley.
You knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, 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 what a girl.
When the moon comes over the mountain.
Not so good in the clouds when you get him alone. You'd be surprised.
The music stars of the age found their home on WGN Radio. Kate Smith, Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday. And before long, we had our own orchestra.
Mutual presents the Chicago Theater of the Air, radio's greatest hour of music and drama. Tonight's production, Rose Marie, with music by Rudolph Rimmel, book and lyrics by Otto Harbach. Starred in the singing roles are Nancy Carr and Henry Noel. And the dramatic cast features Marion Clare and Everett Clark.
We will return to Gary Cooper and Gene Arthur in Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, following a few scenes from tonight's episode of Flash Gordon.
In addition to the music and entertainment, WGN Radio is an early pioneer in live broadcasts. Not just from across the street, but sometimes across many states. We broadcast from the 1925 Indianapolis 500, where our special guests included Henry Ford and Ransom Olds. We covered the sensation of the infamous Leopold and Loeb murder trial in 1924. And in July 1925, in a feat of engineering prowess, we ran a phone line to Cleveland, Tennessee, when lawyers Clarence Darrow and William Jennings Bryan battled in court over the accusations that teacher John T. Scopes dared to teach evolution in a public classroom. Years later, in 1960, Spencer Tracy and Norman Fell recreated the scene in Stanley Kramer's immortal film, Inherit the Wind.
What's that? Enunciator. Doing a broadcast? We've got a direct wire to WGN Chicago. As soon as the jury returns, we'll broadcast the verdict.
Radio. God, that's going to break down a lot of walls.
I'm not supposed to say God on the radio.
Why the hell not?
You're not supposed to say hell either.
This is going to be a barren source of amusement.
It's a lonely life for Dr. Richard Pimple. Desolate, insecure, always running. For Dr. Richard Pimple does not listen to WGN Radio.
Look, you gotta help me.
Yeah, what is it?
I've got to get home, and I...
Yeah?
I...
Go on, man.
Look, I don't know the traffic conditions northbound on the Kennedy Expressway.
Here, I'll turn on WGN. Its traffic copter report should help you out.
All traffic on the Kennedy Expressway northbound is proceeding at a normal rate.
Hey, you can go home now.
Bless you.
Yes, another day in the life of Dr. Richard Pimple and all like him who do not listen to WGN.
What number on the dial is it?
720.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen to The Informer, WGN Radio.
The roaring 20s of our birth turned into the sorrowful challenges of the Great Depression. Radio is an escape then. As families in Chicago and across 38 states and half of Canada gathered around the radio for the nightly entertainment. The 30s gave way to the 40s, and WGN Radio became a vital source of information for the epic battle of our times.
President Roosevelt said in a statement today that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, from the air. I'll repeat that.
95 years of WGN Radio continues in a moment.
High near 90 on Friday, partly cloudy, again a chance of thunder showers late in the evening.
Back to 95 years of WGN Radio.
We're at Tolliver's Cassava Melon Farm talking to Mr. Bernard Tolliver, the head of this old and proud farming family. Mr. Tolliver?
How are you?
Well, fine. Mr. Tolliver? Fine. Mr. Tolliver, how can you tell a good cassava melon?
Well, you just cut it open and rip a chunk out of it. If it's rotten, you spit it out.
I see.
But don't eat the seeds. They'll give you a bellyache.
Mr. Tolliver, we're down here to ask you a more important question.
I hope so.
What radio station do you listen to?
WGN, 720 on my dial.
And why do you listen to WGN? Because of the farm reports?
No, they're the only one that carries the Metropolitan Opera.
Oh.
That Milton Cross, the gas. My family's inside, and in honor of WGN, they'll sing for you the quartet from Rigor Mortis.
That's Rigoletto.
Wait till you listen to him sing. Emily, I told you to keep that cow out of the house.
For most of the 20th century, WGN Radio was never exclusively a Chicago station. No, our booming 50,000-watt signal went out to most of Middle America, especially in the hours of darkness before dawn, when our AM signals beamed out and bounced off the atmosphere, coming down crystal clear from Georgia to the Rockies. We had a special connection not just with the big city, but with rural folk, and especially farmers. And to this day, that connection is named Orion Samuelson.
From Chicago, where the WGN Barn Dance is on the air.
Swing your leg round, round, everybody swing your arm and lift your left hand right in, right in, right on me when you come around.
From the Spalding School in Chicago on this Christmas Eve, this is Orion Samuelson welcoming you to another 90 minutes of great Saturday evening family entertainment.
Orion is now in his 59th year at WGN Radio, and among his many accomplishments, he can brag that he got some of the biggest names in agriculture and the governor of Illinois together.
And now, live from Springfield, Illinois,
for a whipping cream contest at the state fair.
And I'm now going to ask the contestants to come forward one at a time so we can let you know who they are, and will you bring your lovely queen with you, please, because each contestant is going to have a queen who's going to help out. Now, you all set to give them all kinds of support?
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to ask you what kind of cream is in there because I know what you'd say. Now, can we bring our next contestant up here to the table? Governor Ogilvy, please. Have you ever done this before, Governor?
Not for about 25 years.
They tell me it takes a good, strong arm, and of course you have good help from your princess.
I sure will. She's going to hold it, and I'm going to do it.
I notice that Director Lewis is picking up the cream and wrapping it in his white coat to warm it up a little bit. If you are ready, gentlemen, on the count of three, we'll begin our contest. One, two, three. And let me tell tell you, we are seeing some real technique here. Bill Mason whipping it away. Governor Ogilvy has a wicked right-hand whip there, if you'll notice. Herb Kyle down there, kind of a pumping motion. John Lewis works a little bit slower than some of the others, but maybe... Matter of fact, I notice he goes forward and backward every once in a while. From my vantage point, I can't see anybody that's weakening, but it does take a lot of muscle. Herb Kyle of the Dairy Association, look at the expression on his face. All determination. Anybody? Bill Mason had an accident. It's starting to come out the top, and it's not butter, I can tell you. It's not butter. But boy, oh boy, is it coming? He's getting more cream in there. Well, I better wander down the line and see if anybody has got any. Bob Miller?
Getting thinner.
Getting thinner. Supposed to get thicker. Governor Ogilvy, how are we doing?
No difference yet.
He's winning, I know.
You say he's winning? All right, very good. Herb Kyle, how are we doing?
I had a change hands, and that governor has got quite a lot of muscle.
Well, Herb ran out of muscle. I'm standing here looking over Governor Ogilvy's shoulder. He seems to be going a little bit slower. He's beginning to run out of steam. Governor Ogilvy, no, they're getting a second breath.
He's going good, yes.
All right, very good. Bill Mason still coming out the top with cream. I'm beginning to wonder if they're going to make it. Boy, they're working up here, let me tell you. Bob, you want to stop and check it? Lift it up. I'd say we've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a winner. All right. Oh, boy. That was work. That is really work. And I'm not sure you got the hardest I've ever seen, Bob, but you got something a little harder than the other fellows anyways.
Thank you.
A little bit of perspiration there.
And a good left hand to help.
And a good left hand. And our dairy princess is presenting Bob with a purple ribbon, designating him as the champion. Governor Ogilvy, a final comment from you. Do you think we ought to go back to the good old days and do this?
I started out trying to win, then I started to hope somebody else would get through before I exhausted.
That's physical labor, isn't it?
It's hard work.
And as always, it's a pleasure to be able to come your way from the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. We do hope that if you're coming tomorrow or any day next week, that you'll take the time to look at the many great exhibits prepared by industry, by agriculture, by church groups, and by civic groups here at the State Fair. You'll find them throughout the ground. Now speaking for our crew at Springfield, engineer Carl Michael, Bill Mason, Anita Roman, Lino Frigo and the Musical Wheels, and all of our contestants, Orion Samuelson saying, come to the great Illinois State Fair.
What does morning mean to you? Wally Phillips, 6 to 10 a.m. on WGN Radio.
Join Wally Phillips, Roy Leonard, Bob Collins, Bill Berg, and Chicago Cubs baseball. Discover the daytime sounds of Chicago here on WGN Radio 720.
Will you get off the line, please? I'm waiting for Wally Phillips.
All right, hold on.
For 21 years, Walter Phillips, the whole town called him Wally, was the number one morning show in Chicago. Every artist has a tool. Musicians have violins and trumpets. Painters have their brushes. The tool Wally used in his artistry more than any other was the telephone.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Honey?
Yes.
Would you come home right away?
Yeah, okay.
I think the baby's coming.
I beg your pardon?
I think the baby's coming.
What number are you calling?
419.
You have the wrong number.
Oh my God. Okay.
Now, what did you say?
Sir, in the name of all the Polish people, I resent the jokes that you've put on the air today.
You speak for all the Polish people in America?
Well, this is I resent it in their name.
Well, it would seem to me you speak for you.
I speak for myself and all the people.
How can you speak for all the...
You're making such bums of people and making such assholes out of them that this is getting to be ridiculous.
Well, obviously, your conversation isn't even airworthy, so I can't talk to you.
I know it isn't airworthy,
okay.
And neither...
Goodbye.
Radio, R-A-D-I-O,
People, P-E-O-P-L-E, that's 5 and 6. And yet radio is people. Radio isn't what it used to be, that nice-looking box over in the corner that edified, intrigued, mystified, and amazed you with Fibber McGee and Molly or Bob Hope or The Shadow or The Lone Ranger. Radio is something you cook a steak with on the patio today. You stick in your purse or in your pocket, or you punch in the car for information, or you use while you're shaving or combing your hair to find out what's news. Radio is your informal friend that gets you through the day and puts you in touch with the world in an instant. Something you flick a button to hear the good news. Sometimes bad news.
What's going on out there? We understand you got a robbery.
Yes, who's speaking, please?
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robber.
What are you doing in there?
I just want to tell you honestly, WGN, I tried to make it the shortest way possible, and it's the wrong way.
Well, what's going on now, sir?
Well, I'm surrounded. And...
All right, shut up! Hold it right there! Freeze!
Yeah.
Put it down! Put it down!
Coming up, we share more radio memories and some behind-the-scenes fun as our look at 95 years of WGN Radio continues.
Michelle's truck pickup. Pickup truck, how about that, fans? Bucell's truck pickup and delivery service are right on schedule, as always. And now it's 7:20, or 6:20, rather, in Chicago. And here with the latest in the sports news, Jack Brickhouse. Come in, Jackson, please.
Thank you, Carl. Hi, everybody. Well...
This is 95 years of WGN Radio.
We had this one live commercial on this portion of the show. I wonder if I could prevail upon you to do one of our commercials as Festus might do it, you know, on his show. This is a Webolt department store. It's one of our fine department stores. I'm sure Webolt would like to hear you do it.
Oh, of course. Are you ready now?
I tell you, let's give you a little musical lead-in, and you take it away, okay?
All right.
At Webolt's, your eyes will sparkle bright. At Webolt's, you're sure it will be right.
Well, this here's the commissarial now. It's Christmas time at Webolt, you know. Every store is just a sparkling with Christmas spirit. Well, there's friendly sales folks to give you all the good kind of attention that folks wants down there shopping. The big assortments of appealing gift ideas, and they make it easy for you to find just what you want. Santa is here to pin a Santa Likes Me button on every boy and girl. I'm going to run down and get me one of them myself. And there's a lot of action and fun at Webolt's windows. You know, them State Street windows is especially exciting. See moving animals from the Lincoln Park Zoo Farm prepare for Christmas. What a great time. It's Christmas time at Webolt's.
Thank you very much, Festus. You sent a lot of people down there, I'm sure. Well, I want to tell you, you'll be doing all the commercials live now. Let's see how many live ones we got.
You didn't think I could read, did you? Doc's been spreading that rumor about me.
Since the very beginning, the radio doesn't pay for itself. Advertisers pay our bills, and it's up to us to use our skills and talent to announce their products in the most memorable ways.
And you know what the problem is?
What is it?
His wife wakes up every morning at 2:30 in the morning. He's sound asleep. She elbows him. When he wakes up, you know what she says? She says,
"Honey, will you get me something with a squirt in it?"
With a what?
A squirt.
You want something with a squirt? Why can't you have tonic like you usually have?
Why can't I have a squirt?
Because squirt is... Oh, now, come on. I can't ask for something in a squirt. Something in a tonic, yes. Something in a squirt. Uh-uh. Squirt's a soft drink. And besides, I'm a grown man. No squirt.
Honey, squirt is a soft drink, yes. But not very. It's a semi-soft drink. It's supposed to be mixed.
Sorry, you go squirtless. It just doesn't sound right. Squirt. It's bad on the ears.
Look, grown man, when my ears get thirsty, I'll have something else. But right now, my mouth is thirsty, and I want squirt.
Just for a change, why don't you try squirt? The mixer disguised as a soft drink.
Man, I like that. That's a good start.
To try, Wheaties.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another thrilling transcribed adventure of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land. Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of man. They're crispy, they're crunchy, the whole year through. Jack Armstrong never tires of them, and neither will you. So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
Do you have youngsters in the family? Here's how to make this a holiday weekend they'll really remember. Take the family to Ward's today or tomorrow and pick out a backyard swimming pool at a big holiday weekend saving. Ward's has cut the price $20 on their steel wall pool that's 12 feet across, 3 feet deep, with sturdy vertical supports. It's a fine value at the regular price of $109. Kill that one, big dummy.
I'm only 99 ahead of them now. Gee.
Everything you grow grows better with Rainbow, Rainbow Premium Plant Food.
Promos are commercials for the radio station. To this day, WGN Radio advertises itself throughout the day. But in the 1970s, we contracted with the legendary voice Mel Blanc, whose creative company designed WGN Radio promos that are unforgettable.
Hey, what's going on here? Traffic on State Street is backed up for 3 miles because the bridge is up.
Oh, you mean this one over the Chicago River?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it must be stuck. I'll go up there and talk to the bridge tender.
Hello? What do you want?
How come the bridge is up?
Because I'm listening to WGN. I don't do nothing when I listen to WGN except listen to WGN.
Yeah, but...
Tell everybody to use Dearborn Street. That bridge is down.
Well, doesn't the Dearborn Street bridge tend to listen to WGN?
Of course he does.
But his bridge is down.
So?
So at least he hasn't backed up 1,000 cars.
No, but there's a steamship captain who's not too crazy about him.
People, people count on. Count on WGN Radio.
In an effort to show its appreciation, the city of Chicago has turned out to cheer its favorite radio station, WGN. The entire north side has jammed itself into Wrigley Field. Let's hear it from Wrigley Field. The south side has positioned itself in Sox Park. Let's hear it from Sox Park. And the west side is jammed into the stadium. Come in, west side. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. The next time anyone asks, which is Chicago's favorite radio station?
Hey, what about the east side?
The east side?
That's right.
There is no east side. All that's out there is Lake Michigan.
I live on a houseboat.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it big for WGN Radio from the east side.
Yay!
If you want to hear it really big, listen to WGN Radio.
Yay!
Oh, shut up.
We have commissioned that great poet, historian, and humanitarian Oswald Thirlby to write a poem about WGN Radio. And here he is today to read it. Mr. Thirlby.
Thank you. I call this poem Ode to a Grecian Meatpacker. Like the frosty fingertips of sheet metal strawberries tapping gently on the nose of a pasteurized horse, WGN Radio calls to me and says, I am the voice of Omaha, Nebraska.
Mr. Thirlby.
I'm not finished.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
Oh, you don't want the poem then?
I guess not.
Okay. You know anyone in the broadcasting business in Omaha?
No.
Oh, foo-foo.
It's been a 95-year journey with some of Chicago's greatest companies as advertisers. We're grateful for every one of them. Our special look back on 95 years of WGN Radio continues in a moment with legends, laughs, and a few bloopers right here.
And in St. Louis, a man told police that he saw a UFO and had breakfast with the three men in their silver space suits. The man said he was invited aboard the space vehicle for coffee. He claims he stayed inside the craft for nearly 2 hours, sipping his coffee. And when he got out, he said the vehicle took off. I'll bet he did, too. And I'll have the weather in a minute.
It's 95 years of WGN Radio.
Cold enough for you? Ah, you want? You need hot soup or a nice steaming bowl of Campbell's vegetable soup? Oh! Put that one on tape, pal, and play it back, huh? Cold enough for you? Oh, this is it. Friends, you must remember it's money. Start over. It won't do any good. Cold enough for you. When you need... Signing on. Cold enough for you. What you need is a hot steaming bowl of Campbell's vegetable soup. Good.
They're called the Giggles, and they are the fear of anyone who talks on the radio live. After all, you're expected to perform at top level. A giggle or two is bad enough, but when something lodges in your head and stays there while the mic's on, it can be hilariously terrifying. Chicago native Virginia Graham was one of the broadcast industry's pioneer women hosts. On television in the 1950s, Graham hosted the syndicated programs Food for Thought, Girl Talk, and The Virginia Graham Show. But like so many performers, she started on radio. She had a degree in anthropology from the University of Chicago and a master's in journalism from Northwestern. But all that education, skill, and talent couldn't help the day Virginia got the giggles.
And now, Virginia Graham answers her mail.
Today's letter is from Miss C.S. And Mrs. C.S. has a problem with her husband. He hasn't been coming home at night and giving her the marital devotion that she feels is necessary. She has lived with him for several years, and she feels that this is an indication of perhaps a sterility or a desire to have love. Now, listen, Mike Walsh, you son of a bitch, you ain't doing this. Oh, and too long, I have got to explain to you. I'm on the air, and I don't, and I have promised that I wouldn't do it anymore.
Virginia,
so,
I'll take care of it. We're going to take a cutaway now, and then we'll come back and get the...
No, I will continue... And I'll continue talking. Now, I'm very sorry. I think maybe we ought to go to music, and I'll come back and I'll do my these are one of the things, you know, where a person gets hysterics on the air, and you'll just have to...
The giggles are self-induced, as legendary broadcaster Lowell Thomas found out one day.
Now, Lowell, have you a few more unforgettable words?
About a new book called Diet or Die. Author, Mrs. Celesta Geyer, perhaps better known to millions of carnival fans as the one-time Dolly Dimples. Remember, the world's most beautiful fat lady? That was the billing Mrs. Geyer used when she weighed 555 pounds. Count them, 555 pounds. Now, svelte 122. She tells in her book how she did it, following the advice of a doctor who told her after a near fatal heart attack to diet or die. The secret of effective weight loss, massive willpower, says Mrs. Geyer, adding that her own willpower was strengthened by the memory.
And so long until Monday, Lowell.
Stay tuned tonight as Flash Gordon captures a spaceship from the fiery Captain Torch, valiantly struggles to free Dr. Zarkov and Dale Arden from destruction at the hands of the destroying ray, and attempts to defy the laws of nature by carrying the frozen Polaroid antidote through the scorching re-entry period of space travel. Can he do it? Will he survive and return for more battles?
I just knew that this couldn't have been the end for our hero. WGN has 29 more of these mothers they're on the hook for. In the can.
Without question, over 95 years, some of our more memorable and infamous moments have involved WGN Radio Sports.
Now, if you will, seriously, record those promos so Lorna will get off my back. I'm sick of her calling saying, please ask Dick to record these. Well, please.
We're doing this on the air?
Yeah, we'll do it on the air. Sure, punch it, you know, big time.
Okay, bring it from within, like
that's right.
The coaches, the acting coaches.
As they say in acting, yes, that's right. Let me give you your motivation. How about a paycheck? That's always good motivation. It all motivated me.
All right, here this is go. Butkus. Listen up. When I'm doing the Bears game with Larrabee Arkush and that little Fencek,
Dick, you sound like a wussy. Get in there and punch, man. Let's make it tough. Old number 51. Get mean. Okay. Damn it, I'm Butkus.
All right, this is Butkus. Listen up. When I'm doing the Bears game with Larrabee Arkush and that little guy Fencek, I want you to turn down your TV and turn up your radio. Got it? Good.
Yeah, I like
something
that.
Like that.
That's good. Yeah, I'll try that second one.
What's this other one?
Revert to your normal style.
I'm
going to
tell you what.
Revert to your normal nasty attitude.
Tell all those kids that are thinking about growing up to be football players, turn around, be a writer.
Yeah. Do something with your life.
Yeah. Is this the same motivation?
I think so. Me,
Yeah. This is Butkus. Here's the play. You can watch the Bears game on the tube, but you're going to turn down the sound and turn it up on WGN if you know what's good for you.
I'll rip your face right off. Try that.
It's the first read.
Yeah, a little better. A little better.
Usually
little
they give you about five takes.
Yeah, let him practice,
this.
I gotta
coach Roger with the weather like this all the time. You know, come on.
You're sitting up here. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, going all over this stuff, and then you hand me this thing.
Come on, you're a pro, man. Go for it.
All right, this is Butkus. Here's the play. Now you can watch the Bears game on the tube, but you're going to turn down the sound and turn it up on WGN if you know what's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Mr. Butkus, I'll see you at the next game.
Well, our congratulations to Lorraine Baird, wife of WGN veteran engineer Bob Baird. She proved once again that she is a much finer competitor than her husband, much better coordinated. She has just won the Rob Roy golf tournament for ladies out there. We'll have another trophy to add to her collection. She'll irritate Robert good deal more than he already is irritated by knowing that this is being used on the air. There's a swing and a foul out of play to the right. Strike one. Bob was going to play in that tournament one year, and they saw him just on the practice field. They paid him to get back in the car and leave.
Manager Herman Franks of the San Francisco Giants. Skip, how does it feel when you have a tough ball game and you made all the possible decisions you could make, whether they're right or wrong, after the ball game, you get back to the hotel or back home?
Well, Ernie, if I had a first baseman who plays as horse as you would, I wouldn't sleep at all.
Wait a minute, hold it. Okay, get over there.
Ernie!
Hold it just 1 minute.
Oh!
All right, here we are.
The issue in the dugout brought to you by the Vienna Sausage Manufacturing Company. Hi, everybody. Lou Boudreau here with manager Leo DeRocher of the Chicago Cubs in St. Louis, Busch Stadium, where the Cubs are hoping to make a 2 in a row over the Cardinals. Well, Leo, the old man came through last night, Mr. Banks, with a very big double.
He sure did. He hit the line drive, of course, and Brock made an attempt to catch it, a great effort, but he couldn't get to the ball. It was just hit too hard. It was a great effort. But, Lou, I want to change the format a little bit tonight. I want to thank the fans of Chicago very much for all the wonderful wires, again, that are continuously coming in and encouraging this ball club to go on and try to win this thing, which we are doing. I also want to answer Jack Brickhouse. He sent a man down to me to ask me to go on a post-game show, which I very politely said no, I didn't think I should. And I did not go on. Well, they tell me that he then made a remark that I was asked to go on and explain to the fans of Chicago to come on his show and that I refused and I said no. And there was dead silence. Well, I'd like the fans of Chicago to know the reason why I will never go on Brickhouse's show. In the first place, he wasn't invited when I was married to my wedding, and that has upset him, and he's never spoken to me since. And that, to me, is childish. I had nothing to do with it, and if he wants to be a mental midget, that's his business.
All right, sir. Now we'll get back to baseball.
For Midwesterners, WGN has become a part of the family, a friend and companion during the day, a vital, clear channel independent, serving an immense local and regional audience to evolve new and effective formats of information and entertainment, programs of good taste, wide appeal, and sound merchandising.
The transmitter and the license are 95 years old, but WGN Radio is as young as we feel on any given day. We're pioneering once again into new formats and venues, streaming our content at WGNRadio.com and opening up a whole new vista of talent, shows, and entertainment with our WGN Radio app right on your smart device. The one thing each and every one of us here on Wacker Drive want to say is WGN Radio at 95 years old is just a start. Thanks for listening.